Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcast. I'm going to be really honest. I pressed the record button before I was ready to record, so I have no idea what's going to happen, and I might have to pause this in between. I want to use this episode to give you somewhat of a life update and to reflect on different things that are on my mind right now. I also got a request for this episode, so that's where the title comes from, actually. And I'm going to talk about why it's called the way it's called in a bit. Now, first things first, I kind of had a health setback, physically and mentally. The mental one is a little while ago. I think it was pretty much 3 weeks ago that I wasn't feeling well. And I had to face a lot of fears, a lot of irrational thoughts, a lot of doubt. And I wasn't feeling good about myself, and I wasn't feeling good about life. I get those episodes somewhat regularly, maybe one every half a year or so. And I still think it's kind of weird what's going on in the world in terms of mental health and how people are advocating for it. Because yes, it's important to take it seriously. It's important to see mental health as just as important as physical health. It's on the same level, and it's sometimes even more, I don't want to say important, but detrimental if you're not feeling well mentally. And what I don't like about the way that we talk about mental health is it kind of normalizes those diseases. There's a pro and there's a con to that. The pro is we get to talk about those things, we get to know about those things, we get to empathize with people who are going through something like that. But the negative is we're promoting it as something normal. We're saying that it's okay to feel that way. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. It's not okay. It sucks. If you battle with anxiety or depression, it's the worst thing ever. And I don't even know if I'm going to leave this in the episode, but I just wanted to throw it out that those feelings got kind of amplified in that moment when I wasn't feeling well. And I kind of lost track or lost touch to my real self. And that's kind of a beautiful transition to what I'm going to talk about next. Because how do you know who you really are? I mean, that's such a deep question. And there are so many people out there who have thought about it, who have written about it, who've talked about it. I don't know if you can hear this, but my brother is Rickrolling someone. If you don't know what a Rickroll is, look it up. I still don't get it, where it came from, but it's kind of funny. Well, so how do you know who you really are? That's a question I keep asking myself because I feel so insecure and so full of fear and so undecisive a lot of times that I just refuse to believe that that's part of my true self. I've been that way for such a long time that it seems like, well, those are just my weaknesses, but I just do not want these things as part of me anymore. And I don't want them to be part of my life. I really want to believe in myself and believe in my abilities and just go for whatever I want. And here's the other part of the life update. I actually had a date with someone yesterday, which was surprising and extremely different from every other date I've ever had in my entire life. In a very good way. And we actually talked about strengths and weaknesses, and we drew a map, so to say, a cloud map of my goals and dreams, which is such a cool idea for a date. Maybe it's just me, and maybe I'm so weird that I find these things 10 times better than drinking together or ordering takeaway together or doing something else together. I just am a little bit sapiosexual. So if you don't know what that is, look that up as well. So yeah, I always like when people kind of trigger thoughts in me And well, my thoughts kind of went somewhere else, but yeah. So I'm not going to go into detail on what the map entailed. It was a lot about different parts of my life and myself. And it's just beautifully versatile. And I think that every single time I look at it, I'm going to see something else in it. And something else is going to speak to me. And we called it, or I did, I actually called it Dreams of Vila, which is where the title of this episode comes from. And I feel like sharing something like this with another person is so valuable and just a wonderful way to get to know each other and a wonderful way to bond on a deeper level. The man who drew the map actually requested that I create a podcast episode talking about our date. And I'm going to tell you what I think and feel today. I got to breathe. Because I sometimes, when I think, I just tend to hold my breath, and that doesn't really help. So you need oxygen to think properly, obviously. So today I feel like it's just a beautiful gift to meet someone who is on the same page as you. I think it's important to surround yourself with people who share the same values as you. And that's incredibly hard because it's hard to find those people. And when you meet someone who you get to share such a special, honestly, the words just won't come out right. I hate things like that. Because I have so many thoughts in my head right now. I'm trying to put them out to you in an understandable way and in a relatable way, because you always have to kind of structure things to make them, well, to make other people able to grasp what you are actually trying to say and to convey. So what I was trying to say is I had a very special date. I'm very grateful for it. I'm very grateful that I got to meet the man I met last night in real life, and I'm very grateful that we got to share such a special experience with each other. I'm also grateful that he kind of made it about me, which I'm not used to. Well, obviously my podcast is kind of about me, and the things I do are centered around myself, but I think that's normal, and it's not normal that you meet someone who is ready to give freely. And we should value time, energy, and attention and thoughts that someone else gives to us tremendously. And I do. And I got to realize a lot of things about myself, mainly the things I said in the beginning, that the things I pointed out as my weaknesses in the process of actually of creating our map, I pointed out certain weaknesses. And those were fear, insecurity, and indecisiveness. And those are at the root of my issues, so to say. But we are fluid. We're constantly evolving. We're able to learn. We're able to change. And there are so many things to be discovered in this beautiful world. And I refuse to let all of those things that someone claims are pathological to be a hindrance to my personal growth. Now, this has been a lot about what I got out of the date. We made it about myself drawing this map. So I want to give back to this man, and I'm going to be honest. I'm going to speak from my heart. I don't know if he's listening or not, but if he's listening, I want him to know that I really appreciate and admire his ambition, his humor, and his super strong belief in himself against all odds, so to say. I really hope that he truly knows what his values are and what he's doing, the things he's doing for. And I really hope that he feels joy doing what he's doing. But I think he does. We talked about that too. And I personally believe that there is always a reason why you meet someone. at a certain time of your life. And it's up to us to discover why we met. And on a personal note, I really hope he's not going to ghost me because not a fan at all. I mean, I don't really think that anyone likes ghosting except for the people who do it. But I do think that even the people who do it kind of feel bad about themselves. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But yeah. On the other hand, whatever happens, happens. And I'm done trying to control things I can't control. Yeah. I'm bringing more Zen into my life. And I really like that. And I really hope that every relationship in my life is going to contribute to that Zen. And I really wish the same for everyone listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate my entire podcast over there, and that would be amazing and very, very helpful. Thank you so much if you've done so, and next week, I'm going to be back with a new episode. Very anticlimactic at this point. Well, I think I can do better than that. I'm going to try and give you a little bit of a cliffhanger. Recently, someone asked me what kind of dark secrets I hide. And believe me, there are a lot. And I may or may not talk about them soon. You'll have to discover that and tune back in. Yeah, thank you so much. Stay tuned and have a wonderful week. Bye.